Hello, everybody, and welcome to the High School Life Podcast. My name is Carter Chase.
And my name is Lewis Smith.
And together, we bring you a different perspective on life. And today, well, just welcome to the podcast, if you're new here.
I hope you guys enjoy it and puts a smile on your face.
Put
and
a smile a chuckle on in, your face.
A chuckle in your head. Brain chuckle.
Brain chuckle. Brain giggle.
Brain. No, it's brain chuckle.
Yes.
Don't forget.
And,
with that, we'll start off with an inspirational quote.
Don't worry about being successful, but work hard towards being significant and successful naturally follow. And that is by Oprah Winfrey.
Don't know who that is, but it's a great
quote. Do you know who Oprah Winfrey is?
No.
Are you?
Who is it?
Oh my goodness.
Who is it?
She gives away money and like she's got a talk show and she's super famous. How do you know? If you guys think Lewis is stupid,
comment below.
He's stupid. Okay, moving on.
No idea.
We are going to do some shower thoughts just right out of the blue. Okay. Go to bed. You'll feel better in the morning is the human version of do you turn it off and turn it back on again.
That's so true.
And I'm pretty sure we've already done that one, but no, that's okay.
Haven't.
Yes, we
haven't.
I swear.
We did. Sleeping is like a wireless charger for a human.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one that you're thinking of. Okay, maybe plants are really farming us, giving us oxygen until we eventually expire and turn into mulch, which they can consume.
What the
heck? Oh my goodness.
What the heck?
That's weird to think about because, like, wow. That's crazy.
Dude. Okay, theme parks can snap a crystal clear picture of you on a roller coaster at 70 miles per hour, but bank cameras can't get a clear shot of a robber standing still. Like, honestly, like, we can
take
perfect pictures of the moon and, like, perfect pictures of, like, other planets and stuff. Like, it's insane.
That's crazy.
Get someone on robbing a bank. And if you know this man, please look at him.
If my calculator had a history, it would be more embarrassing than my browser history.
They do have histories.
They do? Yeah. Oh, well, the nice ones do.
Yeah.
Like the ones you use for the ACT. Are you taking the ACT tomorrow?
I am taking the ACT tomorrow.
The pre-ACT.
Fun.
Pre-ACT, anywho, yeah.
Lawyers hope you get sued. Doctors hope you get sick. Cops hope you're a criminal. Mechanics hope you have car trouble. But only a thief wishes prosperity for you.
So we've done that one before.
Yes, we have. But I never got it.
You never got it.
Well, I never knew the thief wishes prosperity.
The thief wants you to, like, be rich and have lots of
money. Oh!
You get it? You get it now?
Yes.
You feel?
Okay.
As a kid, my parents taught me to not believe everything I see on TV. And now I have to teach them to not believe everything they see on Facebook. That's so good.
That is actually so true.
That's so true.
The Olympics should have a for fun section at the end of all games so all athletes can try different sports.
That would be so cool.
That would be
or,
so
like,
sick.
Even at, like, high school and stuff.
Yeah, like,
just, like, after a game, just, like, let everyone just, like, I guess I wouldn't be staying 6 feet apart, but, like, yeah, it'd be fun to just, like, mess around.
That'd be fun to watch.
Yeah. Tall people are expected to use their reach to help shorter people, but if a tall person were to ask a shorter person to hand them something they dropped on the floor, it'd be insulting. That's true. Okay.
Yeah.
You can... You
as
can,
a short
like,
person.
As a short person, mean car speaking on behalf of the short people out there, it's, like, insulting to talk about someone's shortness, but, like, a tall person, everyone's always, like, joking around with tall
dude,
people.
You're so tall, dude.
Oh, my goodness, how's
and
the weather up there?
Tall people to short people are like, did your mom not feed you enough milk when you were young?
Okay, I haven't heard that one.
Come on. Have you, really? Oh, it must be a TikTok thing.
Nope.
Okay, last one.
You're up.
Oh, shoot.
so because I'm taking a drink, Carter's just staring at me. I'm like, okay. And then, okay.
What if Earth is like one of those uncontacted tribes in South America? Like, the whole galaxy knows we're here, but they've agreed not to contact us until we figure it out for themselves.
Mind blown. You get it? You know how they're, like, constantly finding, like, tribes in the Amazon?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That would be so weird.
Crap.
And you know, there's always, like, those pictures, like, person in Florida claims I see UFO flying above.
Always the Florida man.
Always the Florida man.
Have you seen those memes?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of them.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. They are absolutely hilarious.
Like, Florida man kidnaps boy and holds him for ransom for McDonald's for 64 Big Macs. But, I mean, like, okay, a lot of these things I'll see are, like, people, like, just putting a picture of someone in, like, a jail suit, and then they're just, like, captioning it. So some of them aren't true. Yeah. Like, that one probably isn't true, but it's super funny.
I mean, there's... I saw this one where it's, like, I don't know where my head was going because Lewis pointed something to on the computer. Yes. So, what's next, Lewis?
What's next?
Yeah.
Oh, this is my favorite thing. And I've wanted to talk about it on the podcast for a very long time. Very long time. All right. So, me and Carter, being next door neighbors.
Yes.
Living with next to each other for 13 years. About yes. 13. Give about or two. 13. Give or two.
Give or take.
Give or take. Give or two.
Two?
Give or two. we've grown up together. And we're both in scouting. Good old scouting.
Good old,
you know, scouting. With the big old shirt that's like two sizes off too big.
Of up.
Yeah, like the exactly like the guy off up. We've got the thing, we've got the big baggy shirt, the baggy pants. We've got the whole deal. And we went to scout camp. We're both so excited. Well, I was so excited. Were you excited?
I was excited. All right. Lots of things went down.
Lots of things, and we'll bring these more and more. I don't know, like. I want to talk about them so bad, and then they just, like, left my head for a little bit. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, Carter's like, those are good old days, and I was like, the road.
Boom. We need to take a break.
This is going to be a mega cliffhanger, all right?
Mega cliffhanger. So, after we come back,
we will tell you the rest.
About the road. Okay.
All right.
We're back.
We're back.
Yep.
We're back at it with the story.
With the all right.
Okay.
Okay.
So 2016, I'm pretty sure.
Ish. Yes.
Give or take.
So.
Give or two. Just kidding.
It was the summer between 6th and 7th grade.
Chirp, chirp, yes. Chirp, chirp. All right.
When I got my braces on.
Oh, wow. You got your braces on and off early.
I got mine on... third to last day of school on the sixth grade. Got them off sometime in my freshman year.
Oh, well, actually, you had them on for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dude, I got them on...
you had yours on short.
2019...
To 20.
To 2020. The beginning of 2020. So I had them on for like a year and a half.
Less than that.
Anywho. Wow. The story. Okay. Scout camp. Okay. The counselors there don't get paid much. I think it's like $50 a week.
I mean, for high schoolers.
Yeah, and they're high schoolers. So put that into this story. Put that into perspective. No, not perspective. I don't know.
Yes.
All right. So they're just there to check in and check out.
Yes.
They're not there to help the kids and be nice to the kids. So we had this one girl. Okay.
Don't remember her name.
I don't remember her name.
I don't either.
The devil. That's what we called her. She went by the devil. Or the... Yeah. Okay, this is bringing back a bunch of memories. Sorry, this is going to be a long story. Okay, so we're doing this merit badge, the thing that's on the sash, like the big, like, long thing across your body. It's called environmental science. Probably most boring merit badge I've ever done in my
life. There's a class you could have taken for that.
Yeah, I know. So, she's reading through the booklet saying, all right, what... is environmental science. We're like,
I don't know what it is. Science about environment, okay?
Yeah, and then...
Gosh.
And then she's like, okay, one of the requirements in here is you need to find an environmental disaster, or natural disaster, and fix it.
So, not like a tornado, hurricane, like earthquake or anything.
Like as if like tree roots grew under a sidewalk and pushed it up. You guys have seen that, right?
Yeah.
Or, I'm trying to think of other ones. I don't know. Like,
let's just say
our dirt road
and it just got flooded. Okay, like that.
But okay, but the thing is, this isn't really all the environment. So okay, So this road, she's like, actually, we have a spot that you guys can fix. And we're like, okay, we're going to, like, do a little thing, then get back to lunch, and then just
live there. Buy a churro at the trader's place.
The trader place was awesome. All right. Yeah. So
I had my first Mountain Dew there.
Really?
My very first Mountain Dew. Yeah.
All right. Quite man, tasty. We're going to have a lot more of these.
There's a USA one, too.
Oh, those are good.
Yeah.
All right. So she's like, so she brings us this big long road. I don't know if you guys are familiar with yards. I'm a golfer, so I talk in yards. It's about 150 yards. Did you say? 100 yards. And so it's this dirt road. Okay. Kind of steeper. Not really super steep.
I'd say like a 20 degree incline.
20?
20. Maybe a 15.
20. All right, yeah, something like that. Something like that. Just a slope down, pretty steady slope, and it had big ruts in it. If you don't know what ruts is, it's like it dips down, dips up in the middle, and then dips down.
Like four-wheeler marks or marks.
Like a trail that's been driven on in the rain. So here we are. She's like, so this is an environmental disaster or whatever.
No, it's not.
And I'm like, well, not really, because like it rained and then someone drove their truck through it. So, like, it's kind of not really. And she's like, let me go get your guys' tools. We're going to fix this road. And the ruts were deep. They were, like, about a foot deep. So we had to level the road, okay? We had to level the road.
She brings out a pickaxe.
She brings out a couple
pickaxes, shovels, hoes. What else was there?
Rakes.
So, like, what the frick do you need a rake for? Like,
yeah.
I don't think anybody used
it. No, we did. I remember it really well. Okay.
Oh.
And then... So, and then she's like, okay, let's get started. We're like, wait a second, what are we doing? I'm here to, like, have fun and, like, be with some boys and get dirty. We're getting dirty, but not, like, I meant, okay, that sounded weird. I meant, like, just, like, mess around in, like, the mountains.
Fingers greasy.
Yeah, get some dirt under our fingernails, right? So she hands us this stuff. She goes down and sits in the shade with a bag of Sour Patch
Kids. Probably 95 degrees.
This is northern Utah, midsummer. Oh, yeah, it was in Idaho.
It was in Idaho, I think.
Yeah. Or it just barely crossed the border. I don't know. Something like that. And then it's probably, like, at least 100 degrees. Like, anywhere from, like, 90 to 100. Something like that.
It was so hot.
Yeah. And we're like, okay. And she's like, well, get working. And we're like, oh.
Okay, so one of our friends, right, he had a faulty pickaxe.
If you guys don't know what a pickaxe is, you're living under a rock.
Yes, it's the people that pick with the axes. and I guess there wasn't a thing very good, or the rut, or the thingy that holds the metal or stone or whatever pickaxe head into the wood was either, like, faded or, like, not existent. So he was hitting down the side of the road, and he brings it up, and then
over his
head.
Yeah, brings the pickaxe up over his head.
And it falls, hits him on the back of the head, and he's like, ah! I don't even know. I don't know how he reacted. He's like, ow.
Yeah, and he, so like, he fell onto his knees.
Yeah.
It hit him hard.
It did hit him hard. And then the lady comes over. She's like, oh, what did she even say? She's like, are you okay, Dewey? Let's take you to the nurse. Who wants to volunteer and take him to the nurse?
Ten hands shoot
me,
up.
Me, Lewis, Kyler. We all take him.
Yeah, we're like, I'll go with them so they don't get lost. And then someone else is like, I'll also go just in case. I'm like,
We're like aiding him there.
Yeah.
For the first part. For a little and then bit. We just let him. Yeah. We let him walk because he was fine. Then we took him to the nurse's office. Specialist place. I don't know why you said specialist. But then she checked him out, checked him concussion protocol stuff, and he was fine.
And then he got back to work. That's how the lady was. He comes back because he has to stay with the group, right? Can't just have kids, like, walking around in the mountains. And then, so she's, like, he's like, sitting in the shade taking a break, right? Because, I mean, you just got hit in the head by, like, a 10-pound. 10-pound?
I guess,
give or take.
Yeah, give or take.
5 to 10-pound metal... whatever it's called, on the
iron.
Head. And she's like, we'll get to work. He's like, I need to take a break. She's like, okay, you have like a couple more minutes and you have to get back to work. This is a long road. We're going at it. We're like, what the heck are we doing?
Sweating,
sweat dripping down our 11-year-old bodies.
12 to 13, yeah.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
And we're like just like dying. We're like, why are we here? What are we doing? And then so there's a tree that she's been sitting under in the shade. And that tree gives shadow over this one part of the road. And as you can probably see from this, would you rather work in the shaded spot where it's like, because in Utah, it's dry weather. So very you dry. Walk into in the shade.
It's technically a desert.
Yes. You walk into the shade and it's immediately like a 20 degrees difference.
Yeah.
But like places like Florida that aren't like
Florida
that are humid, you walk into the shade and it's like a 5 degrees difference or whatever, 2 degree difference, just because it's so humid.
Yeah.
And then, sure. So we get working on the shaded spot, and then that's when we use the rakes. We like rake it out nicely, do a nice pattern, because we're like, I don't want to start working in the sun. We start working in the sun, and we're like kind of just like standing around now because it's been an hour or two.
Yeah, and we thought we were done. She's like, you're not done. Till I say you're done. It's like teachers when they say, the bell does not dismiss you. I don't even know.
Excuse you. Whatever.
Excuse
yeah.
me. Yeah.
So, and then she like tells us, she's like, hey guys, this has to look in the shaded spot. The whole thing needs to look like the stuff in the shade. And we're like, well, why do you think it looks good in the shade? And then I think it was Kyler Jones said to her, well, you're not helping. And she's like, it's not my job to work on that. And
it's ours, huh?
I'm like, it's ours. Like, what? And then we're like, we're getting thirsty and stuff. So she shows us where this bathroom is with like this tap water, which probably isn't drinkable, to be
probably
honest.
Probably not.
It's like this like spout, like with the red thing you pull up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
then, so we were taking like long, long water
One,
breaks.
1, 2, 3, banana split. Is that how it went?
I have no idea.
Oh, you didn't.
Yeah.
Didn't experience those good old days.
Yeah. And so we're like taking these breaks with the water in the, by the faucet. And she comes over and we all like hide. And she walks away and we like come back out.
Yeah, there was a bathroom there too. Yeah. And we went inside the bathroom, like 4 or 5 of us.
4 or 5 of us just like chilling in this one stall bathroom, just like huddled together. We're like, do you think she's gone? I think she's gone. Let's go. And then we're doing everything we can to stay cool. Like, we're having, like, probably, like, minor heat exhaustion. Wait, let's see. So, it goes, like, heat exhaustion, then heat stroke, right? So, we're having, like, heat exhaustion. Just, like, absolutely tired and stuff. And we're, like, filling up our hats that we have with water and then putting them on our head.
Yeah.
And she's still sitting under the shade with her bag of Sour Patch Kids.
She had Sour Patch Kids and Skittles.
Ooh, that probably made Carter mad.
I love Skittles.
Carter loves Skittles.
If you want to send me Skittles, just do it. I don't even care. Just do it. I would love you forever.
So, let's see, where was I? Oh, yeah. So, we're doing that. It's been a long time. And then, it's time for us to do a different class. Whatever. We're like, yes, we're done. Let's go. We go. We do something else. And then, next day rolls around. This is like a 5-day thing.
Yes.
We go.
But we do the thing. We do that. Thing for 2 days.
Yeah, you do like each class for like a couple days or whatever.
No, it was the same day we do it twice.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong. Yeah, I guess
I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
Well, anywho, we go back to the classroom.
Yeah.
I remember we went to the classroom and she's like, "What are you guys doing in here? We have to do the road." I'm like, "Wait, we're still doing this 100-yard road?" Like, he excuses us. She's like, "Wait, but they need to do something." Out here for like hours in the sun, and she's like yeah, we need to go do the road. So we do it again, but then I can't remember who it was out of our group. Someone snuck off and told, or maybe it was between the break, someone told our leaders, like, oh my goodness, we're just like doing this road. And they came down to like watch us, and they're like, oh my goodness, yeah, you guys don't need to do this anymore. And they like totally excused us. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, they totally excused us. And she's like, wait, but they have to... And the...
Where we do a riddle.
Right? Riddle segment.
Riddle of the day. Okay,
riddle
I saw this one on TikTok, actually.
That's
okay.
Good.
I've got it pretty much memorized. Okay. A woman and a man are on a date. They go into a... let's just say a fancy restaurant Chili's, for example.
What? It's like saying, okay, they go to the most fancy restaurant they can find at McDonald's.
Chili's.
It's like, what? All right, just...
I used to think Chili's was, like, a nice restaurant, like a walk-in, okay. You know? But no. So they walk into, like, a fancy restaurant, and they both... She instantly orders water, a whole, like, 6 or 7 cups of water, because she's hot, right?
I'm too hot! Hot dang. Okay.
Okay. And then the man just orders one. And ice water. And then they order their food. And then suddenly the man dies instantly. Well, actually. Take it back, no, y'all. Okay. So she drinks all of her cups instantly. And so... the guy, he just drinks it on. And so he takes like 10, 15 minutes to drink a cup of water.
Yeah.
Right. But at that time, actually, never mind. And then they get around to order their food, and then he dies instantly. Cops show up. They tell him, wait, no, this is where the riddle is. this is so bad.
This is very bad, but that's okay.
What was the how? Why did the man die? Oh wait, yeah.
You should practice this.
I should practice it.
You should have.
Okay. Oh yeah. So the cops show up, and tell him that the poison, all the drinks were poisoned. Why did the man die and the woman didn't? You have 1 10-second answer.
I have no idea. I like the riddle though. I want to hear the rest of it. Okay. So go.
So, if you want,
I got one.
If you wanna figure it out, pause it and think about it right now.
Yeah. And pause it. Yeah. 3, 2, 1. Pause. Okay. Unpause.
Okay.
Toss.
Wait. Okay. So wait. What's your guess?
The woman drank the water and spit it back in her cup and then drank the other glass and spit it back in her cup.
No, you're an idiot.
Dang it.
Okay, so the real reason why the man died and the woman didn't is because the man weighed, the poison was in the ice. and the ice melted by the time the man finished drinking it and the woman drank them all really quick.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Cool one. Beans.
KK.
Okay. Let's end with an inspiration quote. How about that? The way I see it, if you want the rainbow, you gotta put up with the rain.
That's by Dolly Parton.
Who's Dolly Parton?
Do you know who that is?
No.
Oh, really?
No, I don't.
Oh my gosh. She's a singer, a country singer. Anywho, so that wraps up our episode.
Hope you guys like it. Next episode
will be on YouTube.
We think. Maybe.
Hopefully. Maybe. We tried to do it this day, but it didn't work. So, yeah. We'll figure it out. So, okay.
Like we always say, we're not
done yet, Lewis. We've got a plug. Okay. Website, www.thehighschoolapp.com. Instagram, Twitter, all Facebook will be in the description below. Follow me on Twitter at CarterTheChase. And, yeah, I just post random stuff. And then, yeah, as always.
Hey, you didn't say your TikTok.
Oh, I don't plug it. I don't post
TikTok. Oh, good boy, you're growing up.
Okay,
like we always say, we'll
charter case.
Like we always say, we'll always say, and forever we'll say, goodbye and good night.